from KQED.
The first Muslim college in the nation opens this summer in Berkeley. Its academic motto is Where Islam Meets America. Lonnie Shavelson reports.
The first thing the founders of Zaytuna College point out is that it's not a religious seminary. It emphasizes a rigorous general education in American history, anthropology, philosophy, literature, political science, and the study of Islam and the Quran. It's seeking full accreditation as an American college from the Western Association of Schools and Colleges.
We want to manifest Islam in a way that's compatible with America.
Imam Zaid Shakir is a professor at Zaytuna. He says that most teachers of Islam in America come from other countries, like Pakistan, Yemen, Egypt. So even though there are millions of American Muslims, the religion seems foreign here. Zaytuna College, says the imam, will produce Muslim scholars and leaders who will change that. In order to teach the texts of Islam in the context of America, the professors will be
people who are trained and educated right here, who understand the nuances and complexities of our society, and who also are comfortable with their Americanness on the one hand and comfortable with Islam on the other hand. We want to just bring all of these pieces together so people can see that the religion is big enough to encompass this American context.
Hulul.
Tawil.
Arabic language classes started this summer in a circle of classrooms surrounding an open-air plaza at the edge of the UC Berkeley campus. Every student is required to become fluent in Arabic so they can study the Quran in its original form. Many of the incoming students have converted to Islam. For them, the cultural aspects have been as mystifying as the religious. Veronica Hernandez grew up in a mixed Mexican-Irish-Italian family, nominally Roman Catholic.
What is Islam? Is this, like, cultural? Do I have to dress a certain way now and eat certain foods? And it's just, like, not natural and, like, you're not being true to yourself.
Hernandez had struggled to comprehend American Muslim culture until she heard a lecture by Zaytuna founder Sheikh Hamza Youssef, also an American convert.
I remember that being, like, very profound and very meaningful. The abundance of knowledge that he had, and making it relevant to American culture and in this day and age. And I feel like Zaytuna College, I don't know, it feels like home.
Dustin Cron is 30 and already has a college degree from the University of Colorado. That, he says, still left something missing. So he's enrolled at this Islamic college.
The beauty of Islamic knowledge is that it balances between the mind and the heart and the soul, rather than just being a mind-centered reality that we would learn about within the Western academic setting. It's about getting a holistic education.
Zaytuna follows a historic tradition of religion-based American colleges.
Harvard and Princeton, Yale, the universities founded here have been founded by religious denominations.
Dr. Michael Higgins studies the role of religion in higher education. He teaches at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut. He relates a long history of initial opposition to colleges founded by minority American religions, citing the anti-papists who protested the founding of Catholic schools in a Protestant country. For Zaytuna today, a Muslim college in the post-9/11 era, he fears similar protests.
I think that there will be a lot of fear or apprehension around the establishment of a college that adheres to Islam. If it becomes a madrasa or a college of inculcation only, that could be hugely problematic.
But more so, Dr. Higgins fears not having Islam in the academic community.
By ghettoizing Islam, we go a great deal to radicalizing it because there's no meaningful cross-fertilization between the new culture and the older faith tradition.
Imam Zaid Shakir says the post-9/11 climate is exactly why this is the right time for an Islamic college.
Because you see these foiled bomb plots, a lunatic fringe, and the average American out there is developing a fear, and in some instances, even a strong dislike towards Islam and Muslims. I think this is why Zaytuna College is so important, to really let people see that Islam and America are not necessarily antagonistic.
At the end of the day's classes, Imam Shakir begins a prayer for the success of the students, who will be the first graduates from the first American Islamic college. He says Islam has never become rooted in any land until that land had its own Islamic scholars. It's that rooting of Islam in America, he says. That's the college's goal. For the California Report, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.